It's been almost 3 months since hundreds of families on Kauai and East Honolulu took the brunt of a flash flood. With an official disaster declaration, the federal government is allowing those affected to apply for grants and low-interest loans to rebuild. The deadline is August 27th. And joining us in studio this morning is Dolph DeMont, FEMA's federal coordinator for the flood relief program. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Catherine.
Now, refresh our memory, because the flood stories were top of mind, and then we had the volcano happen. And so What's the latest count on the number of people affected?
Well, let me go back a little bit and talk about the April storms. Three days, April 13th through 16th, were just massive rainstorms and flooding and landslides occurring here, mainly in Honolulu area and over in Kauai. So those storms people were isolated, the communities were isolated, the power was out. It was, you know, it was a very severe storm for hundreds and hundreds of people. So when the governor requested that disaster declaration, it was declared on May 8th. That was the day I arrived and started working on the public assistance side, which is the infrastructure damage and reimbursement for costs associated with the emergency response. But although at that time we didn't receive the individual assistance, it was determined that it was not above the capability of the state to respond. Governor appealed, and his appeal, in that appeal, they identified a considerable amount of new damages to the homes and really painted a very good picture of the impacts. And that appeal was approved, and it came in on June 27th, presidential declaration. So that opened the doors to individual assistance for homeowners and renters and small businesses, and it's a whole new opportunity to recover some of the costs of that incurred during the damage from the damages of the storm.
Yeah, but my recollection was it was like around 500 people that were affected, maybe homeowners, I don't know. What's your sense?
Actually, that appeal, the governor identified 760 homes that had impact, and a lot of those were major, destroyed. Those homes, basically on Kauai, I forgot the breakdown on Kauai and Honolulu County, but those homeowners are the ones we're trying to reach and get them registered for FEMA aid as soon as possible. So we're making every effort we can to reach at least those 760 homeowners. We have 532 registrations to date. We've been open for almost 2 weeks. $800,000 approved for these individual homes, that, you know, with the average check being around $6,000. Dollars, which, you know, that can help a lot for people that had to, repair their homes.
And relocate somewhere else,
Somewhere else. It could pay for rental assistance.
Right, because I know of somebody that we talked to who said that, you know, his family was up in a hotel.
Yes.
And so that money could help offset those bills.
Absolutely. The receipts from the hotel can be used. The key is to make sure that you register. And a lot of people, I have to point out that a lot of people think, when they registered for Red Cross or one of the state agencies, that they're registered for FEMA. And I want to make that clear that they're not registered with FEMA, and they really should take the time to visit one of our disaster recovery centers or to register online or call our 1-800-621-3362. 1-800, that's 1-800-621-FEMA.
Okay. And those centers are open so that folks need to go down there this week, they can do that. They have questions that they have.
Yes, that's the best way to actually get all your questions answered, because you can meet face to face with our experts, the individual assistance experts. We have a disaster recovery center open at Hanalei Elementary School over in Kauai, and in Oahu, Aina Haina Elementary School. And they're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. So really highly encourage everyone to go visit one of these centers. And if not, call. Don't wait for the deadline. Please call and register on the 800 number or online at disasterassistance.gov.
With that deadline, you have to have all your ducks in a row. You've got to have all your paperwork in, pictures, video.
Yeah, you have to have all the required documents entered in, and then so the deadline is actually August 27th. So we still have some time, but we don't want everybody to wait. You know, the earlier you get registered, the faster you get your check, and that's what we want to encourage people to do.
Right. So the fear though is that people mistakenly might just assume, oh yeah, the city knows that I was affected. The state knows I was affected. But
thank you.
FEMA, you've got to be able to apply and use their forms and register to be counted in this.
Exactly. That's one of the main points. The other is that I know there are several hundred people that were impacted that still haven't registered. And, you know, just this helps to get the message out. If you have any doubts, you know, a lot of people are already far along the road to recovery. But if they kept receipts and they have pictures of the damages, this is a chance to get reimbursed for some of those costs.
And your team has been out here. You mentioned you're from the Seattle area, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And you've got folks from all over helping to process the victims, not just from the flood, but also the lava as well on the Big
Island.
Exactly.
We have almost 200 people on the ground all together on three islands. Processing individual assistance and public assistance for both islands, for both disasters.
So you're here until further notice.
I love it here. I'm so happy. Well, anytime we can help people recover from a disaster, it's very, very satisfying. And it's the best job in the world.
Right. I mean, and there are a lot of folks that really were just taken by surprise with the rain that we got and the areas that were affected that, you know, I remember seeing those waves on Kalani-Anioli Highway, and that was pretty amazing.
Can I just make a point? This was a model of the partnership between the county and the state and the governor's office and Hawaii
HIEMA.
Emergency Management, HIEMA. In fact, we're doing a case study, trying to capture everything because it was such a picture of whole community coming together, neighbor helping neighbor, the agencies working together before FEMA was even involved. And that's kind of what we're promoting and hoping we'll see everywhere. So a lot of credit to everyone from the county level and the governor's office and HIEMA for that amazing, amazing response during the early phases of that disaster.
Right. Again, so if folks were affected, and we're not just talking residences here, we're talking businesses.
Businesses and the Small Business Administration, we partner with them, and they're located in the disaster recovery centers, and you can get very low-interest loans. So we want to encourage homeowners and businesses to register with the Small Business Administration, because one point is the maximum grant that you can ever get from FEMA is $34,000. That's not going to make you whole after disaster. But through a loan with a Small Business Administration, and maybe the combination of the grant and the loan could possibly bring you back whole, back to the pre-disaster conditions.
Right, and it's really hard to believe. I mean, it's been 3 months, but like I said, we talked to folks who thought it would be 6 months before they would be back in their homes again.
Yes.
So it's just really trying times.
Really, yeah, and it's a tough situation for a lot of people, and I hope we can help them a little bit on the road to recovery.
Okay, so the main thing is to get the gap group in there. You don't want to not register if you're eligible for funds.
Yes, we really want to spread the word and get everyone registered that had any kind of damages from the floods. Just go into a DRC or call online. I make the disasterassistance.gov online or call 1-800-621-FEMA.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we hope that people out there take advantage of this. Dolph DeMont is the federal coordinator for FEMA. The centers where people can apply for the flood relief programs just opened this week. For links to those locations, you can check out our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.